Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. This week in June 1929, a blues guitarist by the name of Charlie Patton boarded a train in Jackson, Mississippi, and headed north to Richmond, Indiana. His destination was the Jennet Recording Studio, where he would make one of the most impressive debuts in blues history.
It is Jen, my pony, that left my black man. It is Jen, my pony, that left my black man.
The session was held on behalf of Paramount Records, who in those days lacked their own recording studio. Over the course of a very long day, Patton cut 14 titles. All 14 would eventually be issued, and Pony Blues, now considered a Mississippi Delta standard, was the first of them to hit the market.
Got a brand new shilling, made already to rain. Baby, oh,
one of Patton's students was a young Howlin' Wolf. Pony Blues was the first song Patton ever taught him, which the Wolf recorded almost a quarter century later for producer Sam Phillips.
Well, my pony, saddle up my brown man.
Over the course of a year, Patton would cut almost four dozen titles for Paramount, establishing his reputation as a central figure in Mississippi blues, and influencing generations of musicians to come. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available in iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.
Time to tell you when I get out, yeah. I don't want to marry, just want to be your man.